I've heard about you and your scam call. Oh. Don't call back.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
You're listening to Bonersode 37 for January 13th, 2020. And thank you, Arbitrary Alex, for producing today's Bonersode. This one is going to have only one 16-minute long call in it. I really try to avoid calls that go longer than 4 or maybe 5 minutes. But this guy, he doesn't even really react to the wacky things I'm saying. He just seemed to believe them, and I was enjoying how defeated and bewildered he sounded. Anyway, you might hate this call. It's long and not a great one by any means, but I just wanted to get a boner soda out already, so here we go.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Richard?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston from down the street.
I'm a little hard of hearing. Speak up.
It's your neighbor, Winston, from just down the street.
Okay.
And I was just calling to apologize. I was doing some x-ray scans of your house this morning.
Uh-huh.
I had the machine tuned up too high, and it's not going to be harmful or anything to you, but the paint on the inside of your house, like the interior walls, over the next few hours, it's going to bleach. You're going to see it turn to like a yellowy off-white.
Why is that?
I just had the x-rays tuned up too high, like it was too intense. And yeah, so I just wanted to apologize. You know, I felt kind of bad about that. It's going to look kind of ugly.
I don't understand. How can x-rays change the color of paint?
Well, I just had it tuned to the wrong frequency. And yeah, it was just too intense. And yep, the paint's definitely going to fade over the next few hours. Sorry about that.
You got some x-rays and you tuned it up too high.
Yeah.
What kind of machine are you using?
Oh, it's like a modified version of those x-ray machines that they have at airports. I have one in my garage, and yeah, I just had it pointed at your house for a couple of hours this morning.
Why my house?
Oh, I'm building a Lego replica of your house, and I just wanted to make sure I had the layout correct. And yeah, I just...
My house is insignificant. Why did you choose my house?
Oh, I just, you know, it's just a hobby of mine, you know? I just picked it at random, really. And yeah, I'm kind of an amateur with this machine. And I just kind of bombarded your house with too many x-rays. And the good news is I got the scans, you know, so I'll be able to complete this Lego replica. It'll be very accurate. You'll probably be impressed with the detail.
Oh.
But yeah.
Were you parked out front?
No. I just did it from my house. Yeah, this thing's long range.
Oh.
Yep. So.
And you say your name is Weinstein?
Yeah. Yep. Weinstein.
And you say you live down the street. I know some of the people around here, but not everyone.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
I'm at 6, so I'm just like a block or two away from you.
To the east.
Yeah. And anyways, so I just wanted to apologize because, yeah, the paint's going to, you'll probably want to repaint because it's going to look pretty ugly.
Oh, my heavens.
Yes.
I don't need this in my life at my age.
Yeah, sorry about that. I mean, you could probably just leave it, you know, maybe it doesn't matter too much. I don't know. But also, the grass in your front yard, come springtime, it's not going to grow back, you know? It's just going to die off permanently.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I wish I was. I feel real bad. But yeah, it's just, you're going to see, you know, once the weather improves and everything, it's just going to look like a just kind of brown, dead grass in your yard.
Well, if you're using x-rays from up the street at your place, they're going through you and x-rays.
No, but I was standing behind the machine. But also, you know, like it's not harmful to humans. Like you're going to be fine. It won't do anything to you. But the grass is dead for sure. And the trees, you know, like you got those trees in your yard. Those are going to be goners too. The roots are just going to wither up, just shrivel up, and they're going to look like haunted house trees.
Well, in the front yard, I've got that big oak tree.
Yeah, that one's a goner for sure.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm definitely not. I wish I was, but that tree's going to be kaput here real soon.
If that tree dies, that will cost me, it cost me several $1,000s to have it taken out.
Yeah, we could just leave it, you know, like it's not going to fall down. It's just going to look all gray and shriveled and spooky.
I'm frustrated.
Yeah, you sound like it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just paint and grass and trees, you know, it's not, you still got your health, you know, that's what's important.
Well, at my age in the 80s, I don't need this kind of stuff in my life.
Yeah, well, just, you know, just let it go, you know, just like the song says, there's more important things to worry about going on in the world.
Well, if I put my house up for sale, I'm not going to get the value out of it if it's...
Yeah. You know,
with a bad back and so on, I have to hire the neighbor kids to mow my lawn for me.
Yeah, well, hey, that problem's taken care of because you're not going to have a lawn anymore. So really, I did you a favor, you know?
Got to have a lawn to sell the house.
Well, what are you going to sell the house for?
You can't have weeds in there.
Just stay put, you know? Just stay where you are. There's no reason to sell.
Well, the city will get after me for... growing weeds in my front yard.
Oh, there's not going to be any weeds. Like, nothing's going to grow in the yard. It's pretty much irradiated land. Like, it's going to be at least, you know, 500 years before anything can grow in that yard.
You got to be putting me on.
No, that's just science, you know?
Have you done this to other homes in the neighborhood that I could drive by and take a look and see?
No, yours was the first. You were kind of the test run. And clearly, I don't know what the hell I'm doing with this thing, so probably won't be doing it again until I figure out, you know, exactly what frequency I should set it to.
Well, don't x-rays go out in all directions?
No, it's I had it focused directly on your house. Yeah, I had the emitter pointed directly at your house.
From your computer or what? Hey, you gotta have a directional thing on it.
Yeah, it's very sophisticated piece of equipment. I just have it here in my living room, and I had it pointed at your house.
If you pointed at my house, why wouldn't you be getting part of my neighbor's Lamone's
in
the corner?
Well, I had it, you know, fine tuned, so it's just like your house absorbed all the X-rays. I can program in GPS coordinates. So they were confined to your property line.
Hmm.
Yep. Also, there's one other thing. The way it interacts with stone, it might dissolve some of the stone, like, you know, in your walls. Like, you've got that rock wall kind of thing.
I got the rock wall outside at the top of the driveway, yes.
Yeah, those are probably going to turn to sand. In fact, there's pretty much a 99.9% chance those are going to turn to sand.
Well, that's Vermont quartz.
Yeah, it's going to just kind of dissolve over the span of a few weeks. So you'll probably want to get some reinforcement beams in there before it completely just collapses.
Well, it's just stuck it on the front of the house.
Yeah, well, okay. As long as it's not supporting the wall, then it should be fine.
Well, what you're saying is you've essentially destroyed my house.
Well, I mean, that's a little harsh. I wouldn't say destroyed. You know, the structure is going to be fine. You know, like your house isn't going to just crumble. It's just the stone parts of it. Those are going to dissolve, and the grass is going to die, and the trees, and the paint's going to look pretty ugly. It'll be a fixer-upper, you know? It'll give you something to do.
It'll cost me thousands of dollars to restore it.
Yeah, but, you know, what are you going to do with your money anyways, you know? You might as well spend it while you're alive.
Assuming I have the money.
Yeah, you probably do. You got a little nest egg tucked away, I'm sure. Also, hey, do you have satellite TV? Like, do you have a satellite dish?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely going to stop functioning. it's going to burn out the you know, like the components in it. It just takes a little while, you know, like for the X-rays to sink in. Essentially, there's going to be like a weird kind of, you know, energy field around your house that's going to disrupt all the satellite signals. Like, I'm surprised that this phone call is working, because, you know, after a while, after the X-rays kind of settle in, it's just going to disrupt all the electronics in your house. Like, you won't be able to turn on the TV or make a phone call.
Well, I've got the TV on now with the satellite. The picture looks good.
Yeah, yeah. It takes like a couple of weeks for the X-rays to just kind of sink in. But yeah, it's going to form like an energy field around your house, and just going to pretty much, it'll make all the electricity in your house like non-functional.
Oh, your name is Weinstein or Weinstein.
Yeah, Weinstein.
How do you know me?
I don't really know you. I just kind of picked your house at random.
How did you get my telephone number?
Oh, I just looked it up on the internets. Yep. So anyways, just wanted to say I'm sorry about all that. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Yeah, and there's not a thing I can do about it.
Oh, do you have double pane windows?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah, that's going to be a problem too. Yeah, the way the X-rays interact with the double pane windows, like the glass, that's also going to turn to sand. You might want to get, like a tarp or something in the meantime before you can get them replaced.
What you're saying is you've destroyed my home.
Yeah, essentially I've destroyed it. But it's going to take a while, like over the span of the next few weeks. It's not going to be instantaneous. So you'll have time to react, you know. Just get some tarps to cover up the windows for now, because they're going to slowly turn to sand. You know, you'll have time to shop around for new windows. Also, what kind of support beams do you have in the walls? Like, is your house made of wood, or?
It's all wood interior.
Ah, shit.
2x4s, 2x6s, whatever.
Yeah, shit. Okay, boy, I didn't realize. I thought you had the steel beams. Yeah, the wood is gonna fracture. And yeah, it's probably not gonna be able to support the roof. You'll probably want to take your roof off, because otherwise the wood is just going to weaken, and it just kind of turns wood into jello, or like a jelly substance.
Where, if you know so much about this, can I go to the internet and do a Google search and see what's done to other houses that's probably been done?
Yeah, but you better hurry, because your internet's going to stop working, you know, once that energy field forms around your house. And then also the walls are going to just turn all rubbery and jelly-like. And basically, you'll probably want to get a hotel here real soon. I would say you have 2 weeks tops for the roof just kind of caves in.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. You're not really reacting to any of this. Like, you're just stunned, but there's not really a whole lot of reaction coming out of you. I'm just joking.
No, it just doesn't add up.
Yeah, it's just crazy, just wacky. Really, what I did is I had a black hole machine in my garage, and I pointed it at your house. And over the next few hours, a black hole is going to form, like, right over your roof, and it's going to suck your house into another dimension.
Oh.
Yeah. You're going to be the first human to travel through a wormhole into another dimension.
Well, I appreciate the information, so I can let my heirs know what's going to take place.
Yeah.
When I disappear, and they won't find me because I'll be in a black hole.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna, you know, you'll end up, like, your whole house is going to end up in an alternate dimension. So I'm not really sure what you're going to find over there. You know, things might be totally wacky, upside down. You know, sky might be red, up is down. Light is dark. I don't know what I'm talking about, but yeah, you're going to dimension X essentially.
Uh-huh.
But there is a way to counteract it. Like, if you work quickly, you just have to wrap your entire house in aluminum foil, and it'll repel the black hole beams.
Yeah, that would be the day.
You're not buying that?
Well, I could just see me out there wrapping the house in aluminum foil.
Yeah, that'd be pretty.
And then the mayor driving by and saying, "What are you doing?" And then I'd have the standard examiner on the front porch step with.
Yeah, they'd probably throw you in the loony bin.
Do you live at 6?
No, I don't even live in the neighborhood. Like, I'm not even in, I live in a different state.
You live in a different state.
Yeah, I live in Tennessee. I'm just prank calling you. It's just a joke.
Just a random phone call then.
Yep, I just found your number, on the internet, and I thought I'd just give you a call and say all kinds of wacky things to you. Yep. So now you have a fun story to tell, your neighbors and your family about.
Well, you said you live at 6.
Yeah, no, I just looked that up on Google Maps.
All right.
Yeah, I don't live there.
We have a guy in the news business called Get Gephardt.
Yeah.
And I'd get him and have him visit you on your doorstep to find out what all of this is about.
Yeah. But nope, it's all a joke. No big deal, Just essentially wasting your time.
Well, it's a Sunday afternoon, snowing.
Yeah.
The deer have been out here eating the bird seed out of my bird planter device.
Yep, that's fascinating.
Well, you've made my day. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. All right, well, have a nice afternoon.
Will do. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you're welcome. Happy New Year.
The same.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.
I really like that I made that guy's day. He wasn't mad at all that I tricked him into thinking I'd destroyed his house with an x-ray machine. It was a nice change of pace having someone thank me for wasting their time. Anyway, if you thought this bonersode was a long, unsatisfying turd, take it up with Arbitrary Alex. He produced this one. I'm just a puppet here. And don't worry, I'll be busting my ass the rest of this week working on episode 24. Hopefully, it'll be out this weekend, and then another bonersode will be just around the corner. Thanks again, Alex, and thanks so much to all of you for supporting this silly show. Make a good name.
Oh, please. You're just being crazy.